Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as we kick off another week. We got a new friend with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Henny Yerushalmi. And Henny is the co-founder of an organization called Sunshine Suites in New York City, in the New York City area. And also the founder of Coalition of Office Space Providers, COSP. And he's our new friend. Henny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. In my career, I have been a tenant in two different executive suites where I not only rented space, but they also provided me with services. And so the tenants in the executive suites environment shared services like a receptionist, fax machine, copier, reception area, maybe a conference room, those kinds of things. I'm also very familiar with incubators, which, as you well know, are organizations where you start up a business there, and you've got oftentimes community based, and there's someone there to help you with the business, somebody to help you nurture the business a little bit. It's almost like a big brother kind of a thing. Your organization, your model, sounds to me like it's kind of a hybrid of those two. Am I very far off there?
No, you're not. It's actually they're very similar qualities to both in this concept, which is more known like an office community.
Right. So tell us how you define an office community.
Office community is focused on helping small business entrepreneurs get off the ground. In fact, our tagline is where startups grow up. We developed a system which actually happened by accident when my best friend Joe Robbie and I started this venture 8 years ago. We ourselves needed an office space, and we found executive suites to be a bit on the expensive side and a bit, shall we say, more corporate.
And also, typically, oftentimes executive suites are more likely to be established businesses which have different they just have different energy going on than a startup does.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you go into startup mode, you're looking for a certain environment feeding off other startups, and we just didn't find that. So we didn't think we're that smart or that stupid. We're the only ones who needed this. So we started Sunshine Suites, which was at the time a 3,800 square foot office facility in Flatiron District in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
The community itself started to develop by the fact that one of our, we call them shiners, since they're in license agreements and not leases, one of our shiners just couldn't pay his rent. So instead of kicking him out, we looked for him to barter with someone else where that person may have needed a website, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we created a relationship where then he was able to pay his rent. That shiner stayed with us for another 7 years afterwards.
Wow.
So it started with that, and we started to grow a reputation of companies networking with one another.
See, what you just did, that's very much, that's not unlike what you might find in an incubator. I'm trying to, obviously you guys are in New York City and people are listening to this all over the world. I'm trying to make sure that people understand, you know, in their community, they might find something not unlike what you offer in Sheboygan or in, you know, in Salt Lake or whatever.
Absolutely. It's quite common for people to just meet one another and network. But what we've created is more of a structure, an online database of companies where they can find one another, exchange services. We took it many levels above. We started to create many networking events. And our facilities, if you check them out at www.sunshineny.com, you'll notice from the aesthetics, it's a very, very cutting-edge design. So many years ago, we started to really focus on design, catering to small business, creating shared facilities. Our conference rooms are, should we say, just a little bit different. the environment itself harbors the a small business to network and grow with one another, because we do a lot of events.
Why do you think that that's important to your some of this that you're talking about is marketing, is differentiating yourself from other people, and that's your marketing strategy. But how does that kind of approach help your tenants? You don't call them tenants, you call them shiners, is that right?
Correct.
All right, and playing off the sunshine thing there. So how does that help them?
Well, when you're in an environment where there's constantly networking opportunities and events, we even had purchased a vacation home in Vermont where shiners could go up there with other shiners to take part in events and activities. You're creating an environment outside of the four walls that they traditionally work out of. So you're creating an environment where it actually harbors and supports interaction. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of emphasis on, we have other shiners who graduated and grew out of Sunshine, come back to mentor startups and small businesses as well. So it really creates an environment where people feel that it's approachable.
Now, when you talked a minute ago about someone staying with you for 7 years, do you have any kind of a fledging strategy, any kind of a requirement that once someone's been with you a certain period? That's one of the things that many incubators have, is you can stay there for like 3 years and then you have to move out.
No, we have no limits. In fact, we have people who have been with us from pretty much the first month who are still with us today.
So how do you marry that, though, you know, back to the idea of how you're different from executive suites? If you've got some of these veterans in there and you got brand new startups, do those guys work together pretty well?
Very well, actually.
It's
almost an amazing experience to see how people, when put in the right environment, we really try to create a low key kind of approach by having music in the lobbies, having a sushi bar in our cafeteria, having an environment where people will actually say that's different.
Right.
And we harbored it to be, we have a 2.0 mentality where 2.0 businesses are really looking for opportunities. They know that every single person next to them could be their next client or a referral.
Right.
So we feed off that.
Hold
and
on to that thought,
that's
honey.
Been our bread and butter over the
Hold
past
on to that
years.
Thought, honey. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to get Henny to talk to us about what he's seeing out there in the marketplace with regard to startups. How are startups doing? You know, this I think that this is a tough time for startups because of capital acquisition. But we're going to get Henny's out there where the rubber meets the road, and that's what he does all day long. We're going to get his thoughts on that, and that's coming up in the second half. Right after this next break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Whether you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to our free newsletter, lots and lots of stuff. 1,500-plus members of our Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts on the planet and probably in the universe. And so check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Honey, Yuri Sharmi is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the co-founder of Sunshine Suites, which is a unique organization in the New York City area, two locations, that helps people get their business off the ground and helps them to build, to join the community that they've developed there. Henny, tell us, give us the website again, please.
It's www.sunshineny.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And you also have virtual options, so people really anywhere could do business with you in a virtual way, couldn't they?
Absolutely. Our focus is really cutting costs for the small business owner. We were touching before the difference of executive suites, where they may be a little bit more on the more expensive end since they cater to more established businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine focuses more on the startups and really on low-cost savings. So virtual plans begin for as little as $99. The company could have a physical presence, will have access to a conference room, networking opportunities, plus combined Sunshine collaborated to thousands of people, which it houses, and went out and got aggressive deals from saving money on health.
You know, this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that, folks, as you're listening to Henny, you can, if you think about your own area, if you think about trying to grow the economy in your own area, if there's an executive suite in your area, or if there's not, you might want to think about starting one. But if there is one, those of you who have those suites, you might want to think about being a little, you know, think about community rather than just space and services, which I think is the third element that Henny and his partner Joe Rabbi have done. Let's talk about startups for a little bit, Henny. I've been concerned about the startup scenario in this cycle because of the lack of credit available. What are you seeing out there?
It's definitely been easing up. It's been very difficult since, I would say, September for startups. The economy definitely forced a lot of them to close down or completely go back to working out of home. It seemed as if losing one large account basically could take a small business or startup
Yep.
out of business. So there's, of course, when small businesses are pretty much the first line of the cutting board when it comes to larger clients on downturn economies.
Yeah, it's because of the capitalization. It's the Blasingame's third law of small business, Henny, is states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business because we're all undercapitalized, and it's just the way it is. And so it makes it tough on startups, but not just the people who were in business a year and a half ago, but people who become laid off and who want to start a business, as I was in the 80s, Henny. That's how I started my small business in 89, is I was downsized, and I started my own consulting business. And it was tough in those early years, but I had some personal credit I could fall back on. A lot of people don't have that because of the credit card cutbacks and because of the home equity situation. It's tough right now, isn't it?
It's very difficult, but you also have to look at the flip side of it. Downturn markets really create opportunity for small businesses because it really creates that attention, that willingness to really look at every opportunity as a possible good opportunity.
Yeah.
When we're living in the good times, it's sometimes very easy to just ignore many opportunities that may come by since we're in work mode.
Well, another thing that's the case is that if your business actually does make it in these times, the businesses that do make it during this cycle are going to be stronger businesses than the ones that maybe don't have the best model, but they're propped up by personal investment that maybe should not never have been made.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's two ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
When downturn markets, companies may also be aggressive and try to expand. Companies like Sunshine really focus this time on perfecting their product, going back and really taking shape in what we hope will be a very aggressive expansion in the future. But in order to do that expansion, you really need to perfect your product now, and this is, I think, a great time to do that.
If somebody wanted to do a model like yours in another part of the country or even the world, would you help them? Do you have plans to franchise or license your idea or to help them get something like that off the ground?
Absolutely. We're currently working on different franchising models. We also are working with the city of New York in an organization. It's a not-for-profit organization to help small businesses and entrepreneurs really establish themselves in the city where traditionally it wasn't known as a friendly startup city.
Right.
It's now being changed to really accommodate small businesses.
One thing I know is New York needs that sort of thing. I've interviewed a couple of the small business folks within the city or government up there, and they are trying a lot more than they used to. Henny, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And we'll keep up the good work up there in New York, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Have a good day.
Quick break. Going to take a quick one. We'll be right back with our intellectual property attorney, David Dossi, right after these messages. Stay with us.
buddy. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.